This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. Wild parsnip packs a punch. I talked yesterday about toxic shrubs to dogs. Wild parsnip's poisonous sap, when combined with sunlight, creates a chemical reaction called phytophotodermatitis and is so corrosive that it can cause second-degree burns, and sweat makes it absorb quicker. The Department of Natural Resources recommends wearing full protection, including gloves, long sleeves, and long pants, to prevent irritation. Wild parsnip is a non-native root vegetable that's run amok. It escaped cultivation and has spread quickly into disturbed habitats, along roadsides and rail lines, and in newly restored prairie areas. Through the month of June, it's a good time to use a herbicide such as 2,4-D on the foliage. It's a tough chemical, but this is one tough, nasty plant. Spray again in September and October. You can also mow it down through May and June, but that's it. If you mow outside of that time, you can end up with even more as the plant tries to reproduce. The mowing method will likely take years if you have a large infestation to reduce the seed bank. Lots of folks eat cultivated parsnip, which looks and tastes a lot like a carrot, only stronger flavor and lighter in color. While you could technically eat the roots of this wild parsnip, I would not recommend it. Parsnip was eaten until potatoes became popular. I think I'll stick to the tater too. The 5-foot-tall plants bloom yellow from June through July. For pictures and more information on wild parsnip and its dangers, click on GardenBite.com. Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.